Have you ever been told off by a 3.5-year-old child? Our grandson, Marlon, at this time he was age 3.5, and he was in the kitchen in our condo, standing beside me, just Marlon and me. And my wife, you have to know this, my wife sitting here in the front row, Annette, and her name is Grammy, G-R-A-M-I. My name is Grampy, G-R-A-M-P-I, Grampy. Marlon's standing beside me, and he comes up to me and he says, "Grandpa." I said, "No." He says, "Granddad." I said, "No." He said, "Grandma." I said, "Nope." He said, "Grammy." I said, "Nope." And in great frustration, he said, "What's your name? Who are you?" Well, just before our gospel reading today in Luke chapter 4, we read about John the Baptist's testimony to Jesus back in the chapter before, in Luke chapter 3. And the people wonder about who John the Baptist is. "What's your name? Who are you?" And we also read about John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3 and in Mark 1, and most graphically in John's Gospel, in chapter 1 of John's Gospel. And stay with me on this. I'd like to read with you seven verses from John's Gospel. You know it so well, that beautiful opening of John's Gospel. "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light which lightens every man was coming into the world. And this is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' John confessed, 'I am not the Messiah.' And they asked him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' And he said, 'No, I am not.' 'Are you the prophet?' He said, 'No.' And then they said to him, 'Who are you?' And he said, 'I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord.'" Well, where do we fit into this? Where do we connect and join into all this? In almost all communities, the important thing about people is who they are. And the interesting and the fascinating thing about the description of John the Baptist here is that most of the time is spent in telling us who John is not. He was not the light. He was not the Christ. He was not Elijah. He was not the prophet. And by the time we get finished with this reading, we know a whole lot about who John the Baptist is not. And that's a good lesson for us here today. Many people in our world are preoccupied with ideas of ego and identity, trying to establish who they are. And Christian people like you and me have to know first who we are not. And only then can we know who we truly are. So first of all, we are not the light of the world. And whenever Christians think that we have all the answers to life's problems, and when we're absolutely convinced that we know exactly how other people ought to think and act, our Christian faith becomes arrogant and oppressive. Only Jesus is the light of the world, and we just have to humbly hope, and we have to pray that we be guided by the light of Jesus himself. And by God's grace, the Christian church can reflect that light. But if we act like we are the light, then we cut ourselves off from the source of light. And then secondly, we also learn that we're not better and we're not more holy than other people. You know, when you look back across the centuries, and you know, even in our own time today, so many Christian people have been loving and kind and obedient and forgiving and faithful. But we also see that over the years, some Christian people have been rebellious and stubborn and prideful and jealous and mean-spirited and full of division. So our Christian heritage is kind of a mixed bag, isn't it? Of being faithful and faithless, of showing grace, and then showing hardness of spirit. We have not cornered the market on good works. And so since we know who we are, we now know who we are not, then who are we? Well, our Bible says John the Baptist was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. And if the world has to depend on you and depend on me for our goodness, for its salvation, then we're all lost, and the world's lost. But the good news is that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, not you, not me. And his faithfulness never ends, never fails, never ends, never fails. So who are we? We're like John the Baptist. We're the people who bear witness to that light. I heard about a Christian man who gave his son a magnetic compass as a gift, a lovely magnetic compass that pointed to the North Pole. And the dad said that he would often see the compass around the house in the middle of the rest of the family clutter. And nothing in their house stayed in the same place for long, including that compass. But he said, every time I see it, it's always pointing in the same direction. And that's the awesome, imposing thing. It's the inspiring thing about our Christian witness, about who we're called to be. Christians are called to be compasses, pointing away from themselves to the person of Jesus. Christians are called to be mirrors, reflecting a light that is not our own. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness to the light. We're called to be compasses, pointing away from ourselves to the person of Jesus Christ. Next door to a supermarket that Annette and I shop at, there's a great little everything for a dollar store. And since I think in pictures, I've always thought in pictures. And so since I think in pictures, I was preparing for this Sunday, and I thought I'd go into the dollar store and purchase a small magnetic compass, just sort of as an object lesson to bring here this morning to illustrate this point. So I went into the dollar store, and the sales lady at that dollar store, whose first language was probably not English, I said to her, "Do you have a compass?" And she said to me, "We only have the kind of compass where you go round in circles, not the kind of compass that points you where you should go." There it was. There it was, the whole sermon for this morning. right there. Spoken to me by a quiet, unassuming sales lady. We only have the kind of compass where you go round in circles, not the kind of compass that points you where you should go. We're not called as Christians to go round in circles and lose our way. We're called to be compasses pointing to Jesus. We're called to be mirrors reflecting the light of Jesus Christ. And in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus tells his disciples, "Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." So we are to reflect the light of Christ. We're to bear witness to him by being light where we live our lives. So what do we do? What can we do? How can we be that light? What kind of light can we be? Well, there are several ways that we can show the light of Jesus to people and to the world around us. Here's one. We can be the light that keeps people from danger in their lives. We can be a lighthouse. We can be a light that keeps people from danger in their lives. We can be a light that makes the path forward clear. As a teenager, my brother Bob had a 5-cell flashlight. You know those ones? They're long flashlights, 5 cells in it. When you turn that on, boy, do you ever make the pathway clear. Or if you prefer, think about a spotlight or a headlight. We can be that kind of light that makes the path forward for someone else clear. And we can be a fireplace. Now there's a gentle light for you. A fireplace provides comfort and peace and warmth to minister to somebody else's difficulties. We can be that fireplace. And we can be a tiny little nightlight that shines in the darkness of a hallway in the middle of the night. A nightlight that says, this is the correct way to go. You can walk safely here. We can be that tiny little nightlight for someone. We can be all these different kinds of lights at different times and places in our lives. And in John's Gospel, chapter 1, John the Baptist came as a witness to testify to the light that all might believe through him. That through John, all might believe. People were not to believe in John the Baptist, but through him. We shine so that people can see God through us. Through us. People can see their way to God through us. Do people look at everything we do and see God glorified? You know, not just the big things, but the tiny little nitpicky things. Do people see everything we do and see God glorified? As the sales lady in the dollar store said when I asked, "Do you have a compass for sale?" "We only have the kind where you go round in circles, not the kind that points where you should go." Which kind of compass will you and I be? Amen.